This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 2nd. God's word to you today is like Christ. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 20, verse 17, and it says, "And Jonathan made David reaffirm his vow of friendship again, for Jonathan loved David as he loved himself." Statistics say that in the United Kingdom, the rate of depression and suicide among young men is much higher than among young women. They put the reason at the fact that the male connections are not as deep as those of their female counterparts. While perhaps this may not be applicable in our own culture, this is worthy of note. The male ego can be a genuine challenge to male friendships. The average man that has not gone to the cross, that is not open or broken, does not want to be perceived as weak. Most men want to be seen as having everything together, as having things under control. Even when it comes to counseling, women are more open to counseling. Men typically do not believe that they need counseling. Women cannot understand it because there is obviously fire on the mountain. But the man insists that he knows how to put out the fire. He can fix things by himself. All right then, so do it. I will put it out tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes 2 weeks. 2 weeks becomes 2 years. You feel you can fix it, but you have not fixed it 1 year or in 5 years. Sadly, in some other cases, 25 years running, and he still has not fixed the problem. Guess what? He is still fully convinced that he can fix it all by himself. However, the fire that was previously domestic has now grown into a wildfire. He would now need to enlist the help of fire services to put it out. It is a male issue. You must make up your mind not to let ego destroy you. My prayer is that God will help our men in Jesus' name, because they cannot give what they do not have. Some men do not even know how to express or show emotion. For some people, emotions come easily to them, but for some others, it does not. Men need to learn to be vulnerable, because that is a big part of it. We deliberately went through the stories of David and Jonathan at the beginning of this study. These men were men of war, macho, the men's men. This shows us that it is not really of God to have your ego rule you. Trash the mindset of, I am a man, that is how we are. It is how men are. It is a dysfunction that has been enabled by our culture. Some people even take it further and say, I'm an African man, a traditional man. No such thing. There are only men that Jesus made. If you need to express emotions, express it. It does not take away from you. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the courage to be all that you have made me to be and called me to be. Please give me the grace to be rooted and secured in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.